News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen, who's going to play waitress for the next two nights?
Yes, I am going to be at the Texas Roadhouse on Wednesday, and then we'll have other officers there on Thursday to wait on the patrons at the restaurant. And what we are trying to do is raise money for the Special Olympics, so we will be assisting the wait staff there by helping with non-alcoholic drinks and bringing you rolls and silverware, anything like that that you need. And just visit with you, and just kind of build that relationship between you and us. And hopefully you will donate to the Special Olympics for our services that we are providing. But we also want you to make sure you take care of your waitress first. All that money stays locally here, and it supports our special athletes to receive training and help them compete in competitions. And this year, we are also dedicating Tip a Cop to Constable Bachman. He was a great supporter of Special Olympics, and we are selling his memorial T-shirts for $10, and all the proceeds will go to the Special Olympics. You can either purchase those now at the police department. You can contact me or Sergeant Jason James, or you can come to the Roadhouse Wednesday and Thursday and pick that up as well.
No problem in going both nights.
No, go both nights. It's great food.
Again, that'll be from 5:30 to close tomorrow and Thursday.
Yes.
Also want to remind listeners about Citizens Police Academy.
Yes, our Citizens Police Academy starts August the 6th, so we're accepting applications. It is a 10-week free course. It meets every Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and you get to learn all about our department. It's very fun class. It's very interactive. You'll actually get up and participate in mock traffic stops, mock crime scenes, building searches, those type of things, and it's just very fun and very interactive. And if you want more information on that, you can contact us at the www.bryantxpolice.com website and click on the CPA logo, or you can contact Margo Avila at 209-5533.
In addition to the Citizens Police Academy, there's still time to apply for a full-time police officer's position.
Yes, we need more police officers, and we're looking for, great upstanding citizens like yourself. And so if you're interested in becoming a police officer, please contact our website at www.bryanpdrecruiting.com. Fill out an application. That application deadline is August the 14th. And then they will send you a packet and some other information, a big packet that you have to fill out. You'll bring that with you on the test date, which is Saturday, August 24th at Belen. But if you do want more information, you can contact Officer Lori Burnt at 209-5323. And I believe she'll be with me next week to talk more about it.
Very good. Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department. I want to spend a moment or two talking about vehicle registration and something I commonly see in the arrest reports every day where folks get pulled over for not having proper registration.
Right. Those registration stickers and inspection stickers, I see them out all the time. And my registration sticker is due this month, so that's what made me think about it. And I wanted to remind those out there to look at your windshield. Check those because, it's an expensive ticket. I mean, the inspection sticker alone costs you $14.50. And I know I get a lot of, when I would make traffic stops on that, I'd get someone say, well, I don't live here and they won't do it for me. Well, that's not true. It costs you $14.50 to have your inspection done here. And if you are from another county that requires a omissions test, then they will just have you sign a waiver saying that you next time you go back to your county, you will get that done. But that citation is $170. So what would you rather pay, $14.50 or $170? So, there's that one. Now, the registration stickers, obviously, they're a little more expensive. It depends on what type of vehicle you're driving. Mine is $65, but I would much rather pay that than the $150 citation for not getting that taken care of.
And then wrapping up with the locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we will be working on red light enforcement at the intersections of at 2200 East WJB and 3000 block of Briarcrest, which is right there at the frontage roads. We have a high number of accidents at those locations due to red light violations. So we're going to be strictly enforcing those red lights at those intersections. So make sure you stop and pay attention.
And as difficult as it is a stop means a stop and not rolling.
complete stop. Tires have to stop rolling. Count to three before you go.
Look both ways and look the other way one more time.
Exactly.
That's our update this week from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.